Okay, it's contested that any poem can be as lovely as a tree, but how about a jazz album? Carol Nelson is a composer and jazz pianist whose regular walks through her local woodlands in South County Carlow provide a time to contemplate the trees, but also to imagine how her music might speak about nature in our era of climate change and species loss. The result of the walking and thinking is Arboreal, a jazz album that begins with a feeling for some woods in Carlow, but slowly widens its scope to a broader, urgent ecological exploration. Culture Files' Rachel Andrews joined Carol Nelson for a walk in the woods.
Right now we're in Clashgany Forest Loop Walk in South County Carlow. I would come for a walk here and just listen and open my ears to everything that was here. And I suppose then my question was, why would I do anything? Why wouldn't I just want my ears to hear this? What can I contribute as a musician, as a composer, to how? What am I going to take away from this? There's a piece called Beneath the Surface, which was an awareness of what's under our feet here, an awareness of the mycelium, the fungal connection networks, and the, you know, what people now call the wood wide web. Trying to feel the whole of everything, the interconnectedness of everything. I was hoping to do a second album after 2017, the One Day in Winter album that I made, and as I began to think of a theme, I chose this woodland walk.
You approached the ecological artist, Cathy Fitzgerald.
Yes, Cathy. I knew that she was very active as an ecologist and as an artist, and particularly in relation to the forest and her own project, the Hollywood Forest. I wanted to have a sense of positive future in relation to climate change and biodiversity loss, and the idea of the Anthropocene was something that people were talking about, and I said, how do we imagine the future beyond that? And she introduced me to an Australian philosopher called Glenn Albrecht and the idea of these neologisms. Symbiocene was the word that I thought I might use that as a title, for example. So we began a conversation. I wanted to write the Requiem for Lost Species, which is on the album, and I was feeling it for myself. It's like, where do we find the space, the emotional space, to allow ourselves to really feel very dark stuff, you know, the shame that, you know, as human, I am responsible. My lifestyle is so part of a responsibility for all of this. And just grief and loss.
I suppose it almost seems like there's a burst of creative work.
Yes.
That is responding to this.
I think so. I think the conversation has widened so much in for everybody in the last year. So that a year ago, conversations might be difficult. It's uncomfortable to think about. So even good friends of mine who, you know, aware people in some way, you know, many ways, most ways, would say, oh, you're being alarmist, or that people just not wanting to think about it. So I think that's changed. And I also have as a title Hope in the Dark. I was reading about active hope and about the need for activism, connection with other people. I went on the school strike up in Dublin and wanted to put their buoyancy into that particular piece of music, their energy. You know, I'm a very positive kind of a person, so it wouldn't have been okay for me to create something that was just all very... I have to use the word dark again, I can't think of another one. I would come back here where we're sitting with the pianos over there and just with that kind of feeling of spaciousness, sit and let my hands happen and just see what they... My hands have a kind of a life of their own really now on the piano. It's not an intellectual process. It's where do they land and where do they want to go next. That's pretty much how I compose. I suppose that kind of organic approach extends to the idea that this is not in the end going to be a solo piano piece. It's going to be opened up for a piano trio with bass and drums. So Dominic Mullen on the drums and Cormac O'Brien on the bass. I'm aware of what they're going, the kind of thing they're going to bring into it. So I have to create a roadmap. You know, I question myself in that I would say, Carol, what you've done really is you've just written a bunch of pretty tunes and put titles on them, really. Isn't that all it is? But I know that I did so much more than that. Perhaps that's how it emerges now. It's just something I hope people really enjoy listening to from beginning to end and hopefully make part of their lives for as long or short a time. And that's as much as anyone can ask for, really.
Nelson there, walking and talking with Rachel Andrews. Arboreal is out now.